From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. At least five people have been killed and another 36 wounded in a suicide bombing in Istanbul, Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish Spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. During a two-year peace process between the government and the PKK that collapsed last year, Newroz became a public holiday as part of pro-Kurdish reforms. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
An airliner flying from Dubai has crashed while trying to land in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don, killing all 62 people on board. Russia's emergencies ministry said the aircraft, a Boeing 737 operated by budget carrier Fly Dubai, crashed Saturday morning and most of those on board were Russian. The ministry's investigative committee said human error, bad weather, or technical failure may have contributed to the crash. The committee said both of the plane's flight recorders had been recovered undamaged. Russian President Vladimir Putin said providing assistance to the victims' families is a priority. The Dubai Media Office says the victims include 44 Russians, 8 Ukrainians, and more. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Cuba Sunday for a historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after they broke off ties. White House correspondent Mary Lee Salinas has more.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, The White House.
The Israeli military says its forces have shot and killed a Palestinian who attempted to attack Israeli soldiers on the occupied West Bank. The military says the assailant attacked the soldiers with a knife at Gush Etzion Junction, the location of several recent attacks on the Israeli military by Palestinians. The incident is the latest in a wave of violence since October that has killed at least 188 Palestinians, 28 Israelis, and 2 U.S. citizens. Israel has accused Palestinian leaders of inciting young people to riot. Palestinians deny this and say they are fed up with what they call Israeli oppression, little economic opportunity, and a dim outlook for peace. The top suspect in the terror attacks on Paris last year was discharged from a hospital in Brussels Saturday and will face official questioning and a fast-track extradition to Paris. After an emergency defense council meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve called the capture of Salah Abdeslam on Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in France. Cazeneuve said France will continue to equip law enforcement and keep security tight as the threat level remains extremely high, adding that France must maintain the vigilance in proportion to the threat level. Abdeslam and a suspected accomplice were injured when they were captured by police Friday. Sven Marie is Abdeslam's lawyer.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
The International Police Agency, Interpol, urged European countries to be extra vigilant at their borders. Three more astronauts are on the International Space Station Saturday, including Jeff Williams. I am Jiabi Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.